Gaudiya Chidananda-ji, you're teaching a seminar called Hatha Yoga and Mythology.
Yes.
What does Hatha Yoga have to do with mythology?
Well, the Hatha Yogis, Hatha Yoga was primarily systematized in around like 1100, 1200 AD by the Nath Yogis, by Goraknath and Matsyendranath and their disciples. So they lived in the forest, and they were yogis living in the forest, and they observed animals and the postures of animals. And so most of the postures were taken from animals. That's why a lot of them, like downward dog and peacock pose and, you know, pigeon pose, all these different postures have the names of animals. So there are some archetypes of the mind that are associated with some of these postures. But in a broader context, we look at Raja Yoga, because Hatha Yoga is really in a support and kind of an aspect of Raja Yoga. So Raja Yoga deals more with the mind, and we deal here with the archetypes of the mind. So within all of the world religious traditions, we have symbols. Religions, we have the inner tradition and the outer tradition, the esoteric and the exoteric. So religion is the exoteric, which means it's all the scriptures, the signs, the symbols, all the concepts that we use for the mind so that we can have some avenue to approach the absolute and unconditioned reality, the supreme reality, which has no qualities that the mind can understand because it's beyond time and space. So we, through different cultures and through basic human functioning of the mind, have certain archetypes within the mind. And some of these, most of these archetypes are universal in their appeal. Like Carl Jung started developing a science around that and identified a lot of them. And Joseph Campbell also went into that. He was a great scholar for mythology, and he unfolded a lot of that so that we could see a lot of the symbols both in ancient cultures of shamanism as well as the traditional cultures of Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity. So we can start looking at the, like, Nataraj, Shiva in the pose of Nataraj, or Ganesha and all the things he's holding, and we can start identifying what that symbolizes on an unconscious level, or what Mother Mary holding the baby Jesus symbolizes, you know, or what in Egyptian culture the symbols in hieroglyphics and the animals and all these things symbolize. These are universal kinds of symbols that we can draw a lot of meaning from, and we can use that to awaken certain understandings within our own self, within our own psyche.